Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Thursday the 14th of January. Today we have the European Central Bank's account of its December policy meeting. Of course, central banks matter, but there's not likely to be a great deal of new information contained in the minutes. We know that central banks are not going to do very much in the near term, particularly the ECB. There is a little more excitement about the actions of the Fed, partly because of the lack of significant virus restrictions, which give the US economy a somewhat different trajectory from that of other countries. But even in the States, the discussion around scaling back quantitative policy is clearly quite heated. The Federal Reserve's Beige Book was released last night, giving a pre-fiscal stimulus snapshot of the economy. It's capturing some of the structural changes that have been accelerated by the pandemic. Thus, online retail sales continue to gain, although it should be noted that by international standards, the US was rather backwards in online sales prior to the pandemic, so this is all starting from a somewhat lower base. Residential real estate was reported strong, with commercial real estate relatively weaker, reflecting the shifts in working patterns. Employment growth was reported as slowing. This is perhaps the most important aspect of the structural changes. The pandemic is not really a recession in the sense that most people think about it. Using language like recession probably weakens investors' understanding of what's actually happening. For parts of the economy, the best parallel to the pandemic is probably something like France's grand vacances, a pause in economic activity, and then a rapid return to normal. That is why there was so much strength in employment early in the bounce back phase. But for other parts of the economy, the pandemic is not a cyclical downturn, but a structural break. And recovery is the wrong word to choose because the sectors will not recover back to the way things were. This will add to long-term unemployment, and it explains why the early rapid momentum of job creation was unsustainable, but also why things like small business creation have been booming. We'll be getting US initial jobless claims data today. China's trade data for December showed strong export growth with weaker import growth. The export growth is explained by pandemic-related goods and the fact that global consumers are switching from spending on services to spending on goods. As China is the world's largest manufacturer, that inevitably gives a boost to China's exports. While manufacturing was disrupted elsewhere in the world early in 2020, giving China a relative advantage in that its factories were actually open, it's worth noting that European production data has continued to come in stronger than expected, with positive revisions to previous months, inevitably, in the recent past. It's also worth noting that the drivers of this export growth are probably not sustainable, as demand for pandemic products fades once vaccines take effect, and when restrictions are lifted entirely in Europe and the United States, there's likely to be a reversal of spending habits, shifting away from goods and back towards services in a roaring 20s phase as people try and have fun. Sadly, politics is likely to interfere with economics to some extent today. Italy's government appears to be unstable. Markets are not perhaps totally shocked by the idea of an unstable Italian government, but the withdrawal of a coalition partner leaves Prime Minister Conte without a Senate majority. It seems unlikely to lead to early elections, given the pandemic and the lack of political will, so either a reconfigured coalition or a new Prime Minister seem the most plausible options. This suggests some short-term volatility for Italian assets. Meanwhile, in the United States, US President Trump has been impeached again. The question is whether the Senate will be able to continue with other business alongside a trial is as yet unresolved, and that's probably the most important subject for investors. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.